The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Oh, man, I'm all fired up for today's show. And, man, I mean, we had the football draft this week. I was excited about that. The weather went from weird to ugly to 13-foot waves on Lake Michigan to, you know, 29 degrees on the lakefront to it's going to be somewhere in the 70s and 80s. You know, today, who knows? Welcome to the upper Midwest. That's all I'm going to say. Welcome to the Midwest weather here, especially in the Chicagoland area. Unbelievable what we're going through. But that's okay, because as they say, fish are biting, birds are flying, salmon are jumping in the boat. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Let's check out all the neat things. But remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, either on ESPN Chicago app, or you can go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, www.chaunceysgreatoutdoors, and click on the podcast for the show, and you can hear today's show, or you can listen to one of the podcasts of past shows. Subscribe for free, and you're right there with us. I love it, love it, love it. So let's talk about this week's show. On this week's show, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, of course, we're going to have on Joe Kieser, who is the owner of Muskie Mob Guide Service. Muskie Mob Guide Service. Joe has been guiding on the chain of lakes here in Illinois, Lake Geneva, and Green Bay. So he's walleye, muskie, bass, and, you know, a little bit of everything, but he loves to take people out and, you know, teach them how to get these fish so they can go out themselves and even catch them. But he's a very knowledgeable guy. First time on the program, I was very excited to talk to him to come on. So we're going to have him on. Then the one, the only, Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters. He dropped the boat in the water, and he's been spanking a salmon ever since the bottom of that boat touched Lake Michigan. You've heard him on this program so many times, and he's going to continue to be part of us. But he's just, you know, even in, you know, he doesn't go out in bad days. That's what I like about Tony. He'll call the customer up and say, hey, listen, it's not pretty out there. I don't want anybody to get sick. We'll reschedule. That's a good charter captain to me. But he has been going out, and he's been spanking them salmon, you know, catching them, nice-sized fish. You know, sometimes they're even flipping them off the hooks because they got too many of them when they're taking the lines in. It's been unreal on Lake Michigan with Captain Tony on Diamond Ghost Charters. And then in the last segment of the program, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report in that final segment of the show. And you know what? You never know who else just might call in. Oh, the telephone's ringing. Let's see who's on the line with us. Oh my goodness, it's Johnny Wilkins. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, Sean. How are you doing, man?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's Saturday morning. We're going crazy, trying to get a lot of stuff done, et cetera. But you're part of the Riverside Fishing Club, aren't you?
I am. I've been there for a few years, yeah.
And you've got something really big going on today.
Yeah, this is our biggest event of the year. It's our big tackle sale, the Riverside Fishing Club swap meet.
Now, when you say swap meet, first of all, this is being held at the Berwyn. I can't do that. I just had to. For all of us Sven Gulli buddies, Berwyn. The Moose Lodge there on Harlem Avenue, just north of Ogden Avenue, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It is 3625 South Harlem. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happens at the swap meet? I mean, it's not just a garage sale. I know that, right?
No, it's pretty neat. So if you are looking through and getting ready for the season and you find your few holes in your tackle box and you need some gear or you want to get into a different style of fishing,
mm-hmm.
this is the best way to go and find a lot of new gear and a lot of used gear, and then also expert advice.
Well, that's true. And, you know, one of the things that I find when I go to these meets, these swap meets, is I remember catching a lot of fish on X lure. And the dang company quit making them.
Yeah. Right? It happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And I just, you know, one of my favorite lures that I caught a lot of fish on, and I lost it one night, was the biggest hula popper I've ever owned in my life. I think if I would have hit somebody, a fish with it, I would have killed him. But, I mean, I lost it one night. The line snapped, and who knows where it went to, you know? But, you know, I keep on an eye looking out for those. And, you know, that's – and I've seen – a couple of them at a couple of these shows, but they were never the big one, you know? It was always a little smaller and stuff like that. But it's not just, you know, there's fishing stuff there. There's camping stuff there I've seen. You know, some people have had, you know, their fishing stuff and a couple of other things that they've had there. I mean, I have seen molds where you can pour your own weights.
Yeah, yeah.
What else have I seen there? I mean, what is? Am I? I know I'm. You know, there's rods, reels, lures.
There's close to 60 tables of guys. You'll find one vendor has a whole, you know, 10 feet of all antique lures like you're talking about. One guy has nothing but weights, all like really cool bass weights and any type of weight you can think of. That's all he has is weights, and then custom painted lures.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a vendor that had all hunting gear. So he had decoys, he had weights, he had some waders, ice fishing stuff. Yeah, I mean, you can find, there was a fly fishing vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So all the disciplines, Lake Michigan, there's a lot of good Lake Michigan stuff, like downriggers,
mm-hmm.
boat accessories, electronics.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the other thing, we've got a couple of fishing experts there. So you'll have the crappie professor.
Oh, he's been on the show a number of times, the crappie professor.
Yeah, that's Jim Kopp's show. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Ken O'Malley.
So
Husker Outdoors. Yeah.
Another guy who's part of the Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know, pro staff.
It's basically, you know, all the Chauncey people hanging out.
Yeah, all the Chauncey people hanging out. Well, that's going to be good. And both of them, because Kenny Huskers is just a phenomenal lake, river, fisherman, bass, smallmouth, pike, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, whatever species you're looking for, he's great at that. The crappie professor is just that. He is nothing more than a hunting dog that smells crappies.
Yeah. Yeah, he can get them in 30-mile-an-hour winds.
I know.
He can get them in freezing conditions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's good.
And if you book a trip with him, you're going to get spoiled, because once you go and fish on a pontoon boat with a guide, you're never going to want to get in another boat again.
Yeah. I mean, his boat is accessorized, every little thing you can imagine from there. But,
oh, cool.
And I've got something special, too.
Yeah, what?
If you just say Chauncey, you can bring buy one, get one free.
So no kidding.
Say Chauncey at the door, and we want more people to experience it. So bring a neighbor kid, call the nephew up, the niece, grab the niece. And say, we're gonna get you a tackle box and fill it up.
Yeah, and I mean, the kids of all ages love to do that. And, you know, so whether you're 6 years old or 106 years old, get out there, have some fun. And once again, this is the Riverside Fishing Club, and it's their I mean, this is a massive, I mean, swap meet that they're having. What's the admission price?
It's $5.
Okay, $5 to get in. So, and if they say Chauncey, they get one extra person for free.
Buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free. And you got...
Go ahead.
You have speakers.
It's a great kids event.
Yeah, you got speakers coming. You've got hunting gear, your fishing gear, new stuff, old stuff, really unique things. Heck, I even found some Boy Scout stuff last time I was there. I shouldn't say that because somebody will go there looking for it. But, I mean, I find all kinds of neat stuff there. And it's at the Berwyn Moose Lodge, which, what was the address again?
Oh, that's a great question.
I think it was 3625 Harlem Avenue.
South Harlem, yeah.
Yeah, 3625 South Harlem Avenue. And, of course, the concession stand will be open, right?
So, actually, yeah, that's a Boy Scout fundraiser. So we have a pretty good menu, and the Scouts will be serving you. So I think they've got pulled pork and all sorts of stuff. So bring a little cash for some
food. Oh, yeah. That's Troop 301, because I helped them out a lot, and they're going up to Owasapi this summer, as they always do. And camp isn't cheap, and any money they make, they goes towards getting those kids to go out more camping. So I appreciate it. Johnny, thanks so much for calling in this morning and getting this word out about the show, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. I got to get busy putting it together.
Yep, sounds good.
We'll see you guys out there.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to constellationenergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at chaunceyn@aol.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to...
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, there's a lot of turkey hunting going on and all kinds of other things, salmon fishing on Lake Michigan. Well, we are now going to be talking with somebody, first time on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We're talking with Joe Keeser. Did I say that right, Joe?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Joe is the owner of Muskie Mob Guide Service. And he's a good Northern Illinois boy. And I shouldn't say that. He's probably bigger than me. But he has this guide service that really intrigued me because you just don't work one or two bodies of water. You kind of like, you got your wings spread out, my friend, don't you?
Yeah, I go quite a few different places.
I mean, you know, I know you do Lake Geneva, right?
Yes. Yep.
And you do your, I'm going to call it your home water, is the Fox Chain.
Correct.
But when things are happening, you're on the road.
Yes.
I know you say that you're trophy guide service, which, that's great, but, I mean, do you just, you know, are you like a good hunting dog and you're going to go out and find those big fish, whether they're walleye or muskie and, I mean, Geneva, the Chain, what else you work on?
I do a little bit of Green Bay, muskies.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, you just got to follow the pattern. You know, every year it can be a little different, but you got to go when the big fish are biting. So you just, seasonal patterns, just kind of follow that.
You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. Now, one of the things are, I know you do multi-species muskies, walleye, and stuff on the chain. You throw the book at them. I mean, if you're going to try jigging, you're going to try casting, you're going to do a little bit of trolling, whatever you can get them to kind of go, hey, I got to bite that. You're going to do it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Whatever we got to do to get a fish in the bag, that's for sure.
Yeah. When do you start looking? Well, you have to wait for the season to open on Geneva, right? That's
correct. That's Southern Wisconsin. That's the first Saturday in May.
Right. You know, you're going to be up there chasing muskies, walleye. I mean, with this weird spring that we had, I mean, what in God's blessed name are you going to try to do to start with?
It's been kind of temperate, you know, a cold day and a couple warm days.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of go scope out some shallow water and see what you can see, especially on Geneva, super clear. You know, you can use your own eyesight, you know, and see what's going on. Just look at it, you know, find those new weeds, any stuff like that, warm water, you know. Mm-hmm.
And Geneva produces some pretty good muskie and, you know, walleye also, I know.
It does, yeah.
You know, my biggest problem is if I go walleye fishing, I catch bass. if I go, you know, I never catch what I'm trying for. So you're gonna, sometime I'm going to go out with you and you're going to show me what I'm doing wrong.
All it happens, when you're fishing for muskies, you get a pike.
Yeah.
Sometimes even a bass.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what's going on here? But then, to me, you know, I mean, Geneva, and it gets beaten up in the summertime, okay? And, you know, you've got your skills and you're working a lot of different areas because these photos that are on your website, which are just at muskiemobguideservice.com. Now, let me repeat that, everybody. It's muskiemobguideservice.com. I mean, you got some bruisers that you're catching.
Yeah, I mean, that's like you said, over the years, you kind of develop patterns, and it kind of goes by the calendar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So different lakes during different times of the year, you know, looking for the bigger fish.
Oh, yeah. Do the muskies act differently from the chain to Geneva to Green Bay, which is the third spot you work?
They actually do a little bit. You know, the chain forage is much smaller. Smaller, you know, shad-based waters.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go to Lake Geneva, most of their bait that they're eating are Ciscos. You know, those are 10 to 18 inches, if not bigger sometimes. You got, you know, bigger suckers in there and stuff like that. So you use bigger baits there.
Mm. Okay.
You know, and then Green Bay, it's kind of a mixture. You got perch, you got shad, and you got alewives. So it's a, you know, it's a bigger ecosystem, too. I mean, Green Bay is massive. So you have a lot of different areas to fish.
Well, see, and that's, you know, you're hitting the money right on the spot there. Because I look, you're on the chain. You got your shallows, you got your points, you got your little coves, you got your this, you got your cuts, you got your deep water, you got the points and stuff like that. You could almost, you know, judge on the chain where you think you should be working. And Geneva, it's a landlocked lake. You know, it's, you know, so you got an idea of what's going on there, the large weed beds and all kinds of stuff that are there. I love perch fishing when I'm in Geneva. I get yelled at by so many people because I just have fun catching the perch. But then when you look at, you know, Green Bay, that's like me saying to you, let's go musky fishing on Lake Michigan.
Yeah, it basically is.
I mean,
it's a very expansive body of water, but it actually fishes very small. There's several large weed beds that develop every year in the same locations. I mean, sometimes they're a little bit bigger, it's a little bit smaller because the water levels change and stuff like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily you're fishing, you know, say 4 to 5 spots. I mean, they're big spots. The weed bed might be, you know, a half mile long, you know, but
you work
spot, they fit the bay fish is very small.
Hmm. Okay. The I know you got a, you know, big game tackle, you got tooth tamer rods, you've got Boss Shads. You know, one of your sponsors, Fox River Valley Muskies. I do a lot of stuff with them. Rapalas, Dreamcatcher Bucktails. I mean, it's like, how do you, I mean, I just, it blows my mind to, because I watch a muskie guide. It's like, he just gets in the boat and he grabs a lure. I'm like, why that lure? What is the thing that you're trying to imitate? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of times I'm looking at, you know, the cloud cover, if the sun's out, if the water's dirty, or if it's, you know, a little bit cleaner that day, and especially the location of where you're fishing and what kind of forage is in mm-hmm. the lake. You know, I'm going to grab something that's a little bit smaller profile when I'm fishing the Fox Chain because the bait fish are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those muskies are eating shad. You know, those shad don't get like 20 inches, you know. They're 4, 5, 6, 7 inch shad. So you're going to downsize a little bit, kind of match the hatch.
Okay, and that so you're looking at each individual body of what may be going on in the ecosystem there.
Correct.
Okay,
you got it.
All right. Now let's say you got somebody who's calling you up and say, "Hey, you know, I want to go on a trip with you. What do they need to be prepared for, bring, or whatever?"
Normally, I tell them. Obviously, we watch the weather. Sometimes it's going to rain. It could be warm. So bring the appropriate clothing. Always bring a pair of polarized sunglasses and beverages at lunch for a day because it's going to be a grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be out there for a while. Muskies don't come easy sometimes.
No, no.
And obviously a fishing license.
Oh, yeah. For the state that you're fishing in, by the way, everybody. Don't be dumb. But see, the thing is, and I've learned. I mean, I'm not going to say how many years I've been fishing because everybody would have a heart attack. But if you're going out with somebody, a guide, even, you know, I've done this with friends of mine who've said, come on, let's go fishing. Instead of me bringing my rods, my reels, you got everything set up and rigged, raring to go, right?
Correct. Yep. You can bring your own tackle. I don't mind, but I got so much tackle on the boat already. It just kind of becomes, a lot of stuff in the boat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, so that's why I keep telling people, I says, you know, just go show up. Have your clothes. If it's going to be cold, remember, you could always take clothes off instead of trying to find one in the middle of the lake, okay? You know, have enough to keep you warm and dry. A raincoat, even if it's going to be a sunny day, is not a bad thing because fish splash and everything else, okay? You know, so you stay dry. But then, you know, you carry the lures and live bait, adult life jackets. If you're taking a kid along, which is nothing wrong, right? Bringing a kid.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, you got to wear a life jacket all the time. You know, that's just the law.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got the rods and reels right and left-handed. So, you know, if you're ambidextrous, you covered on that. Mm-hmm. What kind of boat you running nowadays?
I got a Ranger 621.
Ooh.
With Hummingbird electronics, side imaging, run a 15-horsepower kicker motor and a 300-horsepower Mercury. So it's comfortable, especially on windy days if there's a little bit of chop. And, you know, it's definitely comfortable, roomy, you know, plenty of room for two or three people, plus myself. So.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. Now, the other thing was some charter places only do, you know, a 6-hour charter, an 8-hour charter. You do a little different, don't you?
Yeah, I do like half days, and then I also do full days, and then I also do a grinder trip that's 10 to 12 hours on the water.
Okay. Oh, man. 12 hours looking for musky. Ooh, baby.
Sometimes it takes that long to even see one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the things that once again, I'm going to go back to his website, everybody. MuskyMobGuideService.com. Musky, M-O-B, GuideService.com. It's interesting the way you got it broken up, like Lake Geneva. First Saturday, through, you know, you're casting, jigging, rigging, trolling and stuff. Muskies on Green Bay, you know, you can see there's a different process you're going through. Some of the best months on Green Bay, you know, for the muskies are literally from Memorial Day to about the middle or end of June, right?
Correct. Yep. That's when they're pulled up tight in all the tributaries, all the rivers, Fox River, Peshtigo River, Sturgeon Bay. They kind of come in the shallows for spawning. So they're easier to target. They're easier to locate because, you know, a tributary that's only, you know, say 50 yards wide is a lot smaller than out in the bay, you know.
Oh, yeah. One of the things, and like I said, you know, this is the first time I've ever talked with Joe, and I'm really excited because Joe sounds like someone I could spend a half a day, an 8-hour day, or a grinder day in a boat with and not feel like I'm going crazy. I mean, you're very personable. You're very knowledgeable about, you know, what you do. And what made you get into being a guide?
You know, I've been fishing my whole life. Obviously, started out as a young kid. You know, my uncle, my dad bring me fishing. And I grew up on the Fox chain. And I just found myself fishing almost all the time, like almost every day in the summers, you know. And I went on a couple guide trips when I was a little bit younger, like on the Pete and Wolf Lowage with my dad and stuff. And it's just kind of like, wow, you can do this for a living. You can, you know, it's not just fishing. Now you're teaching people. It's more of a passion.
And I will bet, Joe, like any other person that I know that I've gone out with as a guide, you get just as excited as that person catching the fish.
Absolutely. Almost every time.
Yeah. I always say, I don't need to catch the fish anymore. I just want to help you catch a fish because I feel like I've helped you catch it. I caught the fish with you. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
And these are the fun things about this. And like I said, there's so many different things that are available to you, and especially being a, you know, two-state guide, the Fox Chain of Lakes, if the action is hot and heavy there instead of Lake Geneva, and if they're hot around Lake Geneva, well, we're going to roll over the border for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times we actually do that. We'll start out on Lake Geneva in the morning, and we'll see what goes on, and then we'll switch over. We'll jump onto the Fox Chain in the afternoon.
That's so cool. That is so cool to find that out, that you're willing to make that move and stuff like that. And that shows that you're, you know, a quality guide. It really does, Joe. I really appreciate that. Well, Joe, is there a phone number if somebody wants to set up and call you up and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. How do I get a guide trip set up? And don't wait till later in the year to get a late season muskie or, you know, walleye trip. You know, book now for now or late season, right?
Correct. The sooner you do, the better, because the dates start flying off the shelf fast.
Is there a number to call? Is there a number to give a call to?
Yes. It's 847-833-7900.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. That's 847-833-7900. And Joe's going to answer the phone.
Yep.
And it's Muskie Mob, M-O-B, Guide Service. I want to hear from somebody who goes out with it and has a good time. And, you know, and like I says, you just sound like a neat guy to be with in a boat all day.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, that's about it. Good. Covered a lot of topics.
Yeah, we did. We covered a ton of things here on there. Once again, everybody, give Joe a call, Muskie Mob Guide Service, 847-833-7900. Whether you're looking for a guide on the Fox Chain of Lakes, Lake Geneva, or Green Bay, and I want photos. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, Fish On! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie. Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Come along with me and let's have some fun. I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie. Catfish, boogie, 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 boogie.
Catfish, boogie, do it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man. It was a little britsky out there. You know, it's going to be a beautiful weekend here, though. Beautiful weekend. But on the phone with me, we've got the man, the myth, the legend. You hear his voice probably more on Chauncey's Great Outdoors than any other person I ever have had on the air. We have Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Chauncey. Yeah, there's a bit of a nip in the air this morning. Yeah, fishing is really good out there. You can't them co-hosts, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's just that you know, people don't realize when you own a boat, it's like having a third child or something. I don't know.
There you go. Just keep dumping money into it, you know. That's what you got to do.
Tony said that, everybody. I didn't say that. Tony said that.
Oh, don't. Well, you know, you got to clothe the child. Yeah, you got to feed the child. Then you got to put the child through college. It's just like going in a boat.
Exactly. And, you know, there's so much prep work. You did all the prep work, and then the rods, the reels, the lines, making sure the eyes are right on the rods, the lures, the hooks. Tony has the sharpest hooks on the face of the earth, just so you know, everybody. I mean, there are scalpels that aren't as sharp as Tony's hooks, I'm telling you. And, you know, so Tony, you know, has got everything ready. We drop the boat in, and it's now coho season.
Oh, yeah, they're here, in and out. You just got to put your time in. Anywhere from the shore out to about 30 feet of water right now. If there's a mud line, go outside the mud line, work it for a little bit. You can always come back in with all these winds and stir it up a little bit. But have patience out there. They are here.
Why are they so close in the shore, though? I mean, they're not coming in to spawn.
No, it's their yearly migration. They just, it seems like they hug the shoreline and start around the lake. And
start on the south end and work their way all the way up and around. And mm-hmm. if there's enough bait, you know, like right now, we got some bait stacked up in 15 feet of water. So they're in there feeding pretty good. You know, them cohos like to eat.
To quote Captain Tony, everybody, they're following the buffet table.
That's it, you know. They're following that bait all the way around the lake, you know, and they are pounding on it. There is some big alewives all the way up to, like, I would say about 6 inches being eaten. I had some cohos the other day. They had, like, 3 or 4 inches in them. Ooh. You know, I'm sure there's a lot more bigger fish out there, you know, the bait, you know. It's one of the things, you know. I'll eat them 8-inch fish, too. You know, yeah. Cohos are aggressive fish.
The thing about coho, they're inshore. They're close to shore. But it doesn't mean that you're going to have to waste a whole day trying to find your 5 fish, right?
Right, right. Once you find a pod, you know, it could be anywhere from, a half hour, depending on how many guys you got, to, you know, maybe 3 hours, maybe to 5 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. Depends how they're sticking on the hook. The other day, they were inhaling the hook. It didn't matter. I didn't use the net. I just yanked them over the back of the boat, you know. So... that's easier than grabbing the net, scooping them right, one mm-hmm. right after another. But, sometimes it's fast. Sometimes you got to put your time in. You find a fish, just, you know, take your time. You're going to get your cohos. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love eating cohos, so I take mine, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, the thing is, I mean, our fastest time last year with spring coho was you, myself, and Gary Dorenz, friend of ours. We hit the just out of the harbor, and I think it was, 37 minutes.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. You know, it was pretty quick. I mean, I think the pod was just following us. I mean, we had to keep rods out of the water, and I had to start counting because we had just too many in the box and too many on the floor, and we ended up needing 3 more. And it's like, you know, I think we shook a half dozen or something like that. But some days it's that quick.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather catch fish than spend, you know, 3 hours with one fish in the box or a mm-hmm. couple fish in the box, you know, and they're here to fill your freezer and they want to get in the boat and get in your cooler and then get in your belly.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, I would still love him around, but if our old veterinarian, we had the same vet, Dr. Oh, God, I loved him. I loved our vet.
Yeah, he'd be making some ceviche. Right,
I was just
going
to say, he'd be slicing the salmon, making ceviche in the back of the boat.
Hey, wait, hold these wine glasses for me, Captain. Like, wait a second. You know, what are you doing? Oh, we got fish on the line, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to make some ceviche and drink some wine right now, okay? He was such a great guy.
Oh, God, I love Doc. I love Doc. He was so much fun.
Doc was a good guy, you know.
But now, you know, the salmon that you're catching, you know, some people, depending on where you're at, you know, like I know in Indiana they run a lot of threadfin lures. They run a lot of, you know, small body baits, small spoons. You like to run a lot of the flies that you tie.
Yeah, flies and Dodgers, you know, double lot red Dodgers, the polka dot yellow guys, you know, blue, green, and gold, aqua, low boy blue. Chartreuse hair with the aqua on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, cohos eat anything.
Yeah.
So it's like one of them things. I don't run thin fins or bugs or anything like that because too many hooks in the net sometimes get tangled up. And, you know, flies and Dodgers, you know, if you got something working, you know, stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days, all we used to run was Cleos. You know, Cleos on,
Gilbert's,
Cleos on Gypsies,
yeah.
You know, a little Cleo spoon, you know. We got away from them. Now we're using little mini spin doctors with, you know, flies tied to the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we start using stubbies, too. I got some stubbies out there with a little bigger flies because, you know, the bait is bigger. You know, you don't always have to run peanuts,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
These fish will devour just about anything out there.
Yeah.
So if you got something working, stick with it.
Yeah.
Also, they'll hit spoons right now, you know. So, you know, anything from stingers to small moonshines to,
yeah.
you know, silver streaks, whatever you're running, you know, you can always experiment with one rod, but you're going to catch fish.
I have a few more questions, but if somebody wants to get a hold of you, to set up a charter. What do they do?
I would call my cell would be the best. It's 847-366-0741. If I'm really busy and I'm not answering, leave a message. You can also call the office at 847-838-2037 and leave a message on my main line. But, call the cell. It's easier for me. Yeah. I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done fishing.
Exactly, exactly. Now, back to the couple of the questions I have. I want to go out with Captain Tony. I'm going to go on a Diamond Ghost charter. What do I, you know, it's my first time. If you're a seasoned person, you know what the answers are. But if you're a first-timer going out or a second-timer, what should I bring, wear, or do to make sure I'm having a great trip?
Well, this time of year, I would dress like you're going ice fishing. If you got rain gear, bring it. It stops the wind. Don't forget your boots, your rain boots. Keep your feet dry just in case we do get rain.
Mm-hmm.
Keep dry, you know, keep warm. Bring extra clothes. Don't forget your gloves. Don't forget your beanie hats. You can bring a cap if you want. You know, I can't stress enough to be warm. You can always take it off if it gets hot, you know.
Yeah, you can't go back in and get your, you know, go to the grocery store.
Right. I do have a cabin. It still gets, it's a little warmer in there, but it's still cold.
Yeah.
You're out on the water. I was out the other day fooling around. I was actually in a hoodie and a T-shirt. And, well, I had my hoodie on and a pair of jeans. The sun was beating down. There was no breeze, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all right, you know. But I did have an extra jacket and my beanie and my gloves were on the boat. So don't forget your gloves, you know. Like I said, dress like you're going ice fishing. You mm-hmm. can always take it off.
Yeah.
You know.
Good. That's an excellent way of putting it, yeah.
Right. And let's face it, if you got rain gear, bring it, because if you put it over your clothes, it's a windbreak.
Right. That's exactly it.
And that's going to keep you even warmer, mm-hmm. you know. You can always, like you said, take off a little, put on a little, depend, you know. Again, you know, bring a thermos of hot coffee with you, too.
Yeah. A little thermos of hot coffee and some munchies, you know, some good donuts. Don't go to the grocery store. I mean, get some good donuts. And but the other thing I want to mention is you said boots.
Go to Weber's.
Yeah, go to Weber's. You
go
mentioned
to Weber's. Bring me some Weber's.
You said boots. I learned. I mean, you know, people think about it. Oh, they just put their gym shoes on and we're going out on the boat. Well, there's fish, there's water, there's spray, there's this, there's water from the net coming down, and your feet are going to get cold. So,
yeah, if your feet get wet, it's all over with because you're going to be cold. There's no way to dry them off.
Yeah.
You're better off just turning around and bringing a pair of boots, throw them in the cabin. There's plenty of room down there to throw stuff in.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring, you know, you put them up and put them on in the car, bring your gym shoes down, you know. And you can always change them in the
right.
boat, you know. It's better to have it than not have it. There's times I get people, John, they bring rain gear, and it's pouring. I'm in full rain gear, and they're like, I got like a half an inch of water in my shoes. I go, where's your rain shoes? I left them in the car. Like, there you go. You know, now they got wet gym shoes and wet feet, you know.
And they're cold.
They're cold. So it's like, don't forget, you know, and I always tell people, you know, hey, don't forget, bring rain gear. If you bring rain gear, if there's a chance of rain, don't forget your rain boots,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you're not sure about being on the water, you know, it's your first time or something, I do have an article on my website, How to Avoid Seasickness. They talk about Dramamine, boning, how to get good sleep, you know, don't drink all night, don't stay up all night, you know. It's a great article to read. You know, so definitely go visit my website.
Boy, everybody just took my next question away.
Yeah, there's information on the website, you know.
And that's Diamond Ghost. Diamond Ghost Charters or Diamond Ghost?
Yeah, DiamondGhostCharters.com.
DiamondGhostCharters.com. Check that out because, you know, a little bit of a prevention is going to make such a great day. And, you know, I know seasoned anglers that, you know, take Dramamine or, you know, do this. But some of the important thing is, don't go out drinking all night, everybody, before you're going out on a boat. Get some rest. You know,
right. You definitely. That's what it states because, you know, people want to, you know, get excited. I get excited to fish. I've been doing this 30 years now, Johnson. I'm excited about going to the boat. I get there early. I get there at least hour and a half early sometimes. I'm excited to go fishing, to meet these people and take them out fishing and have a successful fishing charter with them.
Exactly. Once again, what is the phone number, your cell phone number that you want people to call?
Call area code 847-366-0741.
And the website?
www.diamondghostcharters.com.
That's right. And we're looking forward to those little weekly clips of Captain Tony somewhere out on the pond, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't sit out there right now unless you have a good hoodie on right now.
You got that right, my friend. Captain Tony, I'm as excited as you are for this year's Lake Michigan season. Let's have some fun and let's get more people out on Diamond Ghost Charters.
Get out on the water and fish, and everyone be safe out there.
Thank you, Tom. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellation's Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 18th. We will be celebrating 23 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $836,000, and every penny raised has gone to the charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. And the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which is a genetic disease that affects many organs in a youth and young adults, will be receiving all the funds raised. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com, or I'll send them to you. Just send me a note at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll look for you there. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well,
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed talking with Captain Joe of Muskie Mob, and then, of course, Captain Tony. I love Captain Tony. We'll be out with them on Wednesday having way too much fun. But let's get to the fishing reports pretty quick here. The first one is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Tell them Chauncey sent you. It's important that you do that. And call them up and say, hey, thanks for sponsoring Chauncey's show. My grandson Aiden says, Papa, Muskegon was a no-go. A no-go. Okay. Because of poor weather. Pier anglers caught only a few brown trout, they said, while they were casting, but the waves were getting really big. We took a ride to Grand Haven when the weather was a little better, and we got out, only caught a few coho, and we saw other boats with brown trout, but we didn't catch any. They also had a Chinook salmon. I would like to catch a big one of them. The best action was in 20 to 45 feet of water with blue, chartreuse, or orange were all the good colors. Uncle Tom went to Lake Erie again and said the walleye fishing slowed. Some of the weather has been not that good. See you soon. I heard you got some stuff for me. I'm excited to see what they are. Your fishing pro in training, Aiden. That's my grandson, Aiden, with the fishing report from West Michigan, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hill. Okay, out of Braidwood Lake, cats are doing pretty good, as well as some largemouth bass are doing okay out there. Worked the shorelines. Water's not that hot. It's only mid-60s to a little upper 60s. Cold side about mid-50s. So those are good temperatures to go out there and chase some things. I like that. You know, once again, I mentioned about the bass. The ones that are tied to the shoreline cover, ledges, ditches, you know, you got to use your electronics or a map. That's how you're going to find these fish if you're going to do anything the right way out there. That's an important thing to do. Hey, Kankakee River, smallmouth bass, it's going to be a little bit, the current's pretty stiff, okay? So let's not go wading right now. Some places you might be able to around a break or something, but, you know, use your common sense. I'd be fishing from shore if I was going to be bass fishing for some of those smallies, because they're going to want to hang tight. So that means don't cast in front of you. Cast downstream from you and work your lure back to you. That's what's going to catch those smallmouth out of the Kankakee River. Yep, yep, yep. Trust me on that one. Our buddies up at the Chain of Lakes, they said that the crappies and panfish are doing well in the channels. While I have slowed down, they think they're done spawning, which I don't think they are. I know they're done spawning. So they're kind of done for the season right there, but they'll pick up. They'll get a couple days of rest. Coho are good out of East Chicago. Oh man, a couple of my buddies, Mr. Kubal, and said that they've got a nice mess of them out there. Action was good. They're working anywhere from Calumet area all the way into towards Michigan City. Flies, dodgers, spoons, rattling, thin fins, all kinds of stuff seems to be working really well. Nothing wrong with that. Fox River catfish. Catfish, catfish, catfish. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah. Let's all go get them. Okay, we got that, we got that. And, whoa, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the program. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Sioux Nation. It's perfect for this time of the year. Flowers are for the soul to enjoy. That's right. The flowers you see are for the soul to enjoy. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.